Good morning. Today we are reading 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. So I think the main point of this passage is that we should rejoice when we suffer. Suffering is a cause for joy because suffering is a blessing in our lives. I remember when I was still a young Christian and in college, a friend of my roommate was over, and that person asked to borrow a pen. So I gave him a pen, but my pen was from my church and it had my church's name on it. And that person saw the church pen or saw the church's name on the pen and then went, "Ew, a church pen," and quickly threw as hard as they could against the wall, and it like shattered into pieces. And I remember just like staring at the broken pen being like, "What just happened?" Obviously that's not like crazy suffering or anything like that. But I don't remember feeling particularly joyful in that moment. It wasn't like I was like, "Yeah, I just have started. I've suffered. I've faced persecution for Jesus." But I realized something, you know, this is the way. Being reviled, ridiculed, this shows we are following Christ, and we shouldn't be surprised when those kind of things happen. The Apostle Peter even says here, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you. Not that losing your pen is a particularly fiery trial, but still, we shouldn't be surprised when things like that happen to us. And as Peter says, it's a blessing to be mocked and maligned for the name of Jesus. If Jesus faced that, why should we think we will face anything different? In fact, I think we should wonder to ourselves, if I'm not facing hardship, am I really following Jesus with all my heart? Or maybe I'm only a half-hearted Christian. And that's something I need to ask myself too, because the reality is I haven't really faced much hardship recently. I remember when I was in college, I used to be like, "Oh," all the time, just like really on fire. And people would be like, a lot of my non-Christian friends would get mad at me for being so devoted to Christ. And my family would get mad at me sometimes for being like so passionate. Maybe they've just gotten used to me now. That's probably part of it. But also, I think there's a little bit of just complacency, and I can see it in my own heart. And I think that's something we all need to check our hearts about. Is like, is there a complacency that has caused us to get comfortable and, you know, and sort of go around any hardship we may normally face as a Christian? Peter goes on here to say, you know, don't suffer for doing bad things, though. Like, if you suffer because you were arrested for murder or theft, there's no blessing in that. And I think similarly related, though he doesn't say this explicitly, is we don't look for suffering, right? We don't try to suffer. Rather, when we follow Jesus, suffering will find us. And when that suffering does find us, don't be ashamed in that moment. It can be easy to feel shameful when we're suffering and others seem to be doing well. We can compare ourselves, like, "What's causing me to not be doing as well as others around me?" But no, we don't be ashamed of it, but rejoice that we are living the way that Christ has called us to live. And that through this, there is a growth, as we talked about a few days ago, that suffering transforms us. There's a transformation happening within us as we endure. And Peter sort of starts to conclude this passage by talking about how judgment begins at the household of God. And it seems a little confusing when you read that, but what he's saying is that we, that, you know, the church, the body of Christ, we face suffering first, right? Because we're the ones suffering while the world celebrates and enjoys life. The world eats, drinks, and are merry. But as that verse says, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And that's the reality of much of the world, is that they're enjoying life, but it will come to an end. It will end eternally. So we suffer now. You know, the world rejoices now, but there will be a great reversal when God's kingdom comes, and we will enter an eternal life with Jesus forever. And though we suffer now a little bit, it will not even come close to comparing to the glory and joy that we will discover in God's eternal kingdom. And so that's why we suffer. We suffer now knowing that we have a great reward waiting for us. And that great reward allows us to entrust our souls, as it says in this final verse, to a faithful Creator. This suffering is momentary, but in due time, we will reap eternal life in the fullness of God's kingdom. And so, yeah, let's rejoice when we suffer. Let's rejoice when we face hardship for the name of Christ, because we know that it is preparing us for this eternal weight of glory that we will experience with Jesus in the life to come. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you, God, that you have given us hope, Lord. Though in this life, we shouldn't expect things to go well always. We know that in this life, Lord, really, we should expect hardship, Lord. That's the reality that you face, Jesus, in your life. You face trial after trial. You were mocked and scorned everywhere you went, Lord God. People try to kill you all the time. And then eventually you were arrested and scourged. And then you were hung on that cross, Lord, for us. And so why should we think that we can live comfortable lives, Lord, if that was what you faced, Lord? So God, may we not seek comfort in this life, but may we seek to follow you even at a cost to ourselves, Lord God. So, Lord, may we rejoice when we suffer, knowing that this is a blessing for us, Lord God, knowing that your Spirit rests upon us, Lord, as we suffer, Lord God. And, Lord, may we just continue to entrust our souls to you, our faithful Creator, knowing that we have the hope of eternity with you, Lord God. We thank you. Praise all in Jesus' name. Amen.